day.
$500,000 to Arizona to defend their tough immigration law. How about those 10 Russian spies? They've been deported after their New York guilty pleas. It was kind of a swap. We'll dive into that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. Do you believe it? We're staring down the barrel of yet another weekend. On Sunday, I can tell you that I'll be plopped somewhere watching World Cup soccer. Why? Because it is the finals, my friends. Do you believe it? It's been a month that we've been talking about World Cup soccer, and I have to admit, I really got sucked into this whole thing. Disappointed the USA's not there, but how exciting for the Netherlands and Spain. So who better to bring back on this show? He started it off for us, our soccer analyst, Tom Gulley. Hey, Tom, how about this final setup for Sunday? Two virgins, if you will.
Yeah, it's a big final of firsts because we're going to have the exclusive club of nations that have won the World Cup. We'll have a new member. Spain and Netherlands have never won. Spain playing in its first final ever. The Netherlands playing in the final for the third time, but the first time they haven't had to face the host nation of the World Cup. And, you know, there's a lot of other firsts. It'll be the first time a European country has won the World Cup, not on European soil, and all sorts of other little trivial things. But it ought to be a really great final.
Overall, what would you say? 3 million people attended. Altogether, they think 3 million for the World Cup, and then the ratings were really, really high on a lot of the specific games. What do you think overall of what this World Cup has been? Where would you rank it? Has it been, I know you're a soccer fan anyway, you'd watch it no matter what, but where would you rank the stuff that we've been seeing?
Well, I think it's been a very, very interesting World Cup because there's been some, you know, things that don't really involve the game itself, you know, the vuvuzelas have been, you know, a big subject of controversy, and the ball is a subject of controversy, but there's been some really, really great matches, and I think overall it's been a super World Cup. I think that there's been some very poor officiating, and I think for the United States it was a World Cup where they did what they were supposed to do. They really probably could have gone farther, and it would have been nice if they did, but I think this is the World Cup that really got more people, general sports fans, interested in the United States team than any other.
Yeah, I would say that, absolutely. Something about the team, Dempsey, Bradley, all of them combined, I noticed where I live in my own hometown, they were actually piping it out onto the sidewalks outside of a couple of restaurants, and I thought, wow, that's really big. I know this is Team USA and everything, but this is big because they're playing all the games no matter what, and people are actually paying attention. And as I said, it kind of sucked you in, and maybe it was some of those storylines, getting upset at the officiating, learning what was actually going on. And you know what? There was a lot of other sideshows to this. You had Bill Clinton hanging out with Mick Jagger. And it's like the Super Bowl when they show celebrities or they talk about who's in the stands or who was this guy. And there's a lot of crazy politicians from all over the place. And I think there's some kind of eye candy to it as well. Do you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think also the way that the U.S. played and kind of the shocking goal we got against England and then, you know, playing, coming back from a 2-0 deficit, you know, and the disallowed goal against Slovenia and then against Algeria, leaving it till the very, very last second. I think it just got people excited, and it was really nice to see not only the attention, but the team perform up to expectations so that the anti-soccer crowd couldn't go, oh, great, you know, the U.S. fails again.
Bob Bradley, do you think Bradley comes back or eh? Because he kind of sidestepped that question.
He did, and I think he will be back. I think he was basically trying to not create any political problems with the U.S. Soccer Federation, and I don't think there's any question that he'll be back if he wants to be.
All right, so break this down for us. When you, first of all, just if you have to pick a team, who do you like? Do you like the Netherlands or do you like Spain to win this?
Well, here's the deal. If you know, Spain beat Germany, made them look really average. Now, Spain has lost two very giant matches in the last year, and one was to the United States and one was to Switzerland in their first game at this World Cup. And the recipe for both of those wins, because Spain should have won both of those games on paper, was those teams pressured Spain every second of the match all over the field. That's what the Netherlands did to take down the tournament favorites, Brazil. I really think the Netherlands is going to come out and play soccer. I think most people would tell you Spain will win. I am going to take the Netherlands.
And you think it's going to be a tight match? I mean, we're going to see it pretty tight, one goal difference maybe?
I don't think so. I think that these teams might play cautiously for the first 20 minutes or so, but at some point or another, one of them is going to have to, you know, come out of their shell a little bit. And the other thing is there's only been one World Cup final where the score was 1-0.
Really? I didn't remember. Only one time.
Just one time. And
wow.
I do not think it will happen tomorrow. I think both of these teams have way too much firepower.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, no question about that. And then we look down the road, because, boy, we have to say 2014. But the next time around, the World Cup is in Brazil, right?
That is correct. And the Brazilians are very, very, very excited about it.
No kidding. They're already, because we saw this with the stadiums, they're renovating like 12 stadiums they say they need. And they're working on the construction and all that sort of stuff. And, boy, that'd be a fun place to go and see the World Cup, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Without question. You know, they've won it more times than anybody else. They're, you know, extremely passionate about the game. And it's kind of like the end of the Olympics. You know, there's always the talk of where's the next one going to be. And it usually involves some kind of thing about, well, they've got a lot of work to do. But in the end, they always manage to make it a, you know, a great spectacle. And I will say that the most successful World Cup that has ever been held in terms of attendance or money was the one that was held right here in the United States.
Oh, yeah, there was so much interest in it, too. Do you think, based on what we were just talking about at the top of this, that more Americans got interested in this, it seems, in this team and what was happening, all that stuff, do you think that this ultimately translates into soccer? I mean, why doesn't soccer – there are soccer enthusiasts and lots of kids play soccer and there's professional teams, but what does soccer need to do to really become big, to become like the fifth sport?
Well, I think the World Cup is an essential ingredient, and I think one of the great things that it needs to do was done by the U.S. at this World Cup, which is you've got Landon Donovan, and you've got Clint Dempsey, and you've got Jozy Altidore and Tim Howard, and some players that not only can the U.S. youngsters and fans watch play here in the United States, but they can also watch them play at the higher levels over in England and, you know, some of the nations in Europe. And I think that they have to start translating that into major league soccer, which continues to grow in number of teams and attendance and ratings. It's doing well. It's not spectacular, but it's doing well. But I think we need those homegrown stars to give, you know, the American fan and the American young player someone to look at and say, wow, I want to be that guy, or I want to, you know, do what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it's about. I mean, that's in any sports, the kids wearing the jerseys, whether it's baseball or football or NBA or hockey or any of that kind of stuff. All right, Gully, I'll be watching. You say the Netherlands. We'll see what happens.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Kate.
Oh, always. It does such a great job and gives us some good insight into soccer. Coming up on the flip side, too, by the way, we're going to let you hear one other prediction about who could win the World Cup for 2010. And also odds and ends as we've barely scratched the surface, my friend. Stay with us.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised.
All right, we're coming up on another weekend, America. When we're all done watching World Cup, maybe you're going to sneak in a movie. That's not till Sunday, by the way, the World Cup. I think I mentioned that, 2 o'clock Eastern time, Spain and the Netherlands, as we were just talking there. I like Spain. Gully likes the Netherlands. He's a lifelong soccer fan, and for a cup of coffee, he was a pro soccer player, so I'd almost go with Gully on that one. But I'd love to see Spain win it. Either way, somebody who's never won the World Cup will get a chance to hoist the World Cup. Too bad it's not Team USA, but we'll see what happens in another 4 years when everything shifts to Brazil. Be a great time to go visit there, wouldn't it? Right now, though, we're talking about would you pony up, I don't know, $7, $8, $9, $10 for a ticket to go see one of the new flicks that's out this week. We're going to talk about three of them. There are actually four that are opening up, but the three that are getting the most buzz include probably this one the most. If you watch any tube at all, you might have seen some little clips of it, but it's called Despicable Me.
From Chris Meledandri, the executive producer of Ice Age. For Gru, being a supervillain isn't easy.
We stole the Statue of Liberty, the small one from Las Vegas.
He has to control...
Listen up, please!
...an army of minions.
Dave?
Yeah. He has to outsmart... ...a ruthless archenemy.
He shrinks, Ray.
No! Oh, I hate that guy.
And he's about to inherit...
Hello?
...three small problems.
You will not cry, or sneeze, or barf, or fart.
No annoying sounds.
So this town is annoying.
On July 9th.
We're going to steal Jabu!
Steve Carell is Gru.
By the time I'm done with Gru, he's going to be begging for mercy. We have to warn him. And fast!
Just because he's a bad guy. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
He's so fussy, I'm gonna die.
All you gotta do is not go to that spaceship there.
Oh, somebody's got a frowny face.
Okay, my turn.
It's so fluffy!
Despicable Me in eye-popping 3D.
The new weapon you ordered.
No. I said dart gun.
Oh, yes. Because I was wondering, under what circumstances would we use this?
Okay.
All right. It's about a suburban neighborhood. If you didn't pick that up, surrounded by kind of that whole white picket fence deal with the rose bushes and all that sort of stuff. And unbeknownst to the neighbors, beneath the house is a secret hideout, and surrounded by a little army of folks, there is a character who's planning the biggest heist in the history of the world. You might have caught some of that. It looks like it could be kind of cute. It's a comedy, kids, family, animation thing. Steve Carell is the star of this. Kristen Wiig, who's also on Saturday Night Live, and Will Arnett, some of the voices that you might recognize. But it's getting great reviews. You know, animation is absolutely in, especially if you have kids or grandkids. We move from that to something completely different, a movie with a little more bite called Predators.
What's the last thing you remember?
All of a sudden there was a light, and then I was falling.
Who are you?
I was supposed to be executed 2 days ago.
And I was in combat.
So was that?
Black Ops. Who would do this to us?
Same purpose. We're being hunted.
What?
This planet is a game preserve. We're the game.
This is an action-adventure sci-fi kind of deal. Adrian Brody, great actor, he's in this. Robert Rodriguez produced it. And it's about a mercenary who leads a group of warriors who realize they're on an alien planet. You could tell by the music, kind of that scary music, that it's definitely sci-fi, let's say, also getting some pretty good reviews. Brody's a pretty serious actor, and it looks like he fits in tight with this cast. So now we go to a movie that lightens, is kind of a light picture in a way. It's called The Kids Are All Right.
Hey, Bug.
Don't be back late.
I know.
Come give us a hug before you go.
Hug.
Hug her. That's what she's there for. Have you thought any more about making that call?
That could really hurt Mom's feelings.
How can you not even be curious about it?
Each of my moms had a kid with your sperm.
Like in both of them.
Uh-huh, like in gay.
Right on.
Cool, I love lesbians.
Great.
I get it. He's their biological father and all that crap. Like, we're not enough or something?
I never thought they'd use my stuff.
Why not? I'd use it. Donor dad, stone cold fuck. Is he single? First of all, ew.
I met him, and that's cool. And now we can move on.
I want to see him again.
You do?
You do?
So great to meet you.
Go easy on the wine, hon. It's daytime. Okay. Same goes for the micromanaging. Okay.
Well, it's to me. I was a resident, and
Jules had an emergency.
My tongue was numb,
and I told her to relax.
And then
my tongue started working again.
No.
The plan was to limit his involvement.
You're not going to stick that, bro.
He's not a father. He's our sperm donor.
I just keep seeing my kid's expressions in your face.
Really?
Really?
I feel like he's taking over my family.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's that look you're giving me?
That's no look. That's just my face.
Driving home on a motorcycle. This is something I just never allow.
Mom, I'm 18 years old. I've just felt so far away from you lately.
Why'd you donate sperm?
It just seemed like a lot more fun than donating blood. Hey, I'm glad I did.
Marriage is hard. Two people, year after year. Sometimes you stop seeing the other person.
Unconventional family.
All right, so this movie is about two kids who were conceived by artificial insemination. They're looking for their birth father. They find the birth father. And get this, the two mothers, the lesbian mothers, are Julianne Moore and Annette Bening. Don't know how this will go over. Got pretty decent reviews, though, from the foreign film folks. And it's an R-rated flick, almost 2 hours long. Like I said, creating some buzz, certainly internationally. Meet you on the flip side.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green. Go blue. At Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
I don't know how many of you actually watch that, but it's the battle of cable television programs versus what's on the big three. So if you care about Emmy nods, I thought it was worth mentioning. There's this one show on, I love Mad Men, by the way. It's coming back, I think, in 2 weeks. It's a throwback 50s show. If you've never seen it and you're looking for a mild distraction, flip it on. I think you'll like it. I watch hardly any television unless it's related to news or sports or something like that. So if I find one, I get hooked. You know what I'm saying? And Mad Men's pretty good. So we move from that to 6 Emmy nominees for Best Comedy Series. Comedy was huge this time around. Fox has a show called Glee. That's a brand new show that a lot of kids like. And it's got pop songs and high school hijinks and drama and whatever rolled into it. They got 19 nominations. That's a lot for a brand new show. 7 acting nods for the cast and guest stars and whatnot. Then there's a show some of you might have seen on ABC called Modern Family. They got 14 nominations, too. 6 were for acting and then various other things. And they have, this show's, they just kind of just throw everything up in the air. They've got an older man with a really young woman as a wife. They have gay parents in it. They have all kinds of things wrapped in there in that show. Then the one that I like the best, I mentioned a couple of hours ago on America Tonight, if you happen to hear one of the earlier hours, but Conan O'Brien, who was only on the Late Show for not even a year, got an Emmy nomination. Jay Leno didn't. How about that? David Letterman's show didn't make the cut. He didn't get a nomination either. Then there were a bunch of drama series like Lost and True Blood, then Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Dexter, and The Good Wife. And you heard the theme there to Mad Men, and all of those are part of the deal too of possibly winning an Emmy. Just the 62nd time that they've done that show, the Emmy Awards show. And the thing that I liked was the Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg series called The Pacific. They got 24 nominations. 24. Not as good as Band of Brothers, but the whole World War II drama deal was too good to pass up, and they weaved a lot of history into it. I thought it was pretty well done, even though it wasn't quite as good as what they previously had done. We move from that. I thought we'd squeeze in like some news you can abuse and also this day in history and some birthdays. I haven't done birthdays in a while. I got away from birthdays because so many of you were like, what is up with the birthday list? We don't even know half the people on it. How about a Miss Cougar pageant? Would you be up for that? Check it out. They do it in Canada for all our friends listening in Canada. The first time they've done it, they think it's going to really take off. Miss Cougar Canada, and they crowned a woman, which let's go back a little bit. A cougar is an older woman who's on the hunt for younger men with no strings attached. Technically, anyone 35 and older and single can compete, they say, for the Miss Cougar Canada title. So Tanya Alvarado won the title the first time around ever back in 2009 in a ceremony I guess they did in Beverly Hills. And now they are doing it for the ladies in Canada. This whole cougar thing has taken off. There's a dating website, Cougar Life, and all that sort of stuff. It's no longer a phenomenon anymore, I guess, because of Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher and other people. This one's for Tom in Texas and all of our friends in the great state. An extremely rare and smelly flower is poised to bloom, they say, in Houston. It's supposed to happen sometime this week. You know what it's called? A corpse flower. It rarely blooms, even in the wild. Only 100 of the endangered plants have ever bloomed in cultivation. The first in 1889. That is very cool. Only 28 have bloomed in the U.S. The 29th is at the Houston Museum of Natural Science. And they call it a corpse flower because of the odor. And it can grow 10 feet tall, 5 feet wide. So it's also the largest flower in the world. And you know how much it weighs? It can weigh 30 pounds. That's crazy. It'd be kind of neat to see a picture. If I get a picture of it, I'll post it up on the website if you go to americatonight.net over the weekend. And finally, let's jump from crazy news you can abuse to this day in history, always one of my favorites. And looking back, this was the day when the sewing machine was officially invented. You know when the sewing machine was invented? Elias Howe, apparently born on this day in 1819, was the inventor of the sewing machine. But there was patent right issues because you have Isaac Singer, you know, the Singer sewing machines, really the bigger name. And Elias Howe only patented the lock stitch sewing machine, and there had already been one invented by a guy named Walter Hunt, too. So there is a little bit of controversy over that. But on this day, Elias Howe was born and then actually filed a patent on the same day. And how about that? That's interesting. So we moved to some other events. In 1872, the donut cutter was patented. Speaking of patents, by John Blondell. We think of donuts and how big donuts are and how big a donut cutter would be. 1910, the first airplane to fly a mile in the air did so in Atlantic City, New Jersey. In 1968, the first all-star baseball game was played indoors at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. It produced only 8 hits over 9 innings. No runs were actually batted in. Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid of the Giants back in the day, scored the only run on a single in the first inning. How about that? In fact, he moved to second on an errant pickoff play, went to third on a wild pitch, and scored on a double play. That's crazy. So the National League beat the American League 1-0. Boring game, huh? In 1972, Paul McCartney appeared on stage for the first time since 1966. His group was Wings. They opened in the south of France. And in 1984, the Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis was packed to the rafters. How many people do you say? 67,000 plus, the largest crowd to watch a basketball game in the United States at that time, saw the U.S. men's Olympic team beat a team of players from the NBA 97-82. They say the largest crowd in the world to see a basketball game was in 1951. 75,000 people went to see the Globetrotters. That's big. Play in Olympic Stadium in West Berlin. That was the record. In 1985, Herschel Walker from the New Jersey Generals was named the most valuable player in the USFL. Remember that league? The United States Football League. And in 1995, the Grateful Dead played its last live show. You know where it was? This is good trivia. Tom in Texas likes the whole music thing. Chicago's Soldier Field. Jerry Garcia died 1 month later of a heart attack in his room at a California substance abuse treatment facility. So that was the last show. Who knew it was going to be the last show at the time? But it was. So we start with the sewing machine, and we end on that note. Now, there are a lot of birthdays, so I figured I was going to try to impress you with some of the names. Not impress you. I was going to try to dig up some of the names of people you actually might know on the birthday list. And since we're heading into a weekend, you know what that means? That means you have 3 days of birthdays coming up. So I picked out the most notables that I could possibly find on my little list. And with that, we're going to head to the birthday. All right, remember Fred Savage? Come on, you all know who he was. Kevin Arnold, he was on the Wonder Years, right? Ben Savage's brother, 34 years old. Jack White, guitarist. I like the music of the White Stripes rock band. He's a guitarist, vocalist. He founded the band. Courtney Love, how can you not know who she is? She's a nutball. Rock singer, movie actress, widow of Kurt Cobain, 46 years old. Did you ever see the movie Top Gun back in the mid-80s? Tom Cruise was in it. So was Kelly McGillis. She was the girlfriend. She's famous. She's done a lot of movies. 53 years old. I know you know Tom Hanks. I just mentioned the fact that his film, his series, The Pacific, got all those Emmy nominations. Tom Hanks, 54 years old. Back-to-back Oscars, member Philadelphia and Forrest Gump. Jimmy Smits, starred in L.A. Law and NYPD Blue, 55 years old. John Tesh, Entertainment Tonight host, went into music, 58 years old, you know. O.J. Simpson's in prison, but he's celebrating a birthday, 63 years old. Jessica Simpson, 29 years old. How about that? How about Octomom? She's all of 34 years old. Do you believe it? Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi celebrating a big one. He is the big 5-0. Suzanne Vega, like her, folk music kind of contemporary edge singer, 50 years old as well. Now tell me you didn't like that birthday list. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight. As always, great job on my man, Donovan Madsen.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Show, do I say, send me your thoughts, throw in your 2 cents, flip me an email at americatonight.net, a ton, and you respond. So bravo, America, for the amount of email that I get, and some of it is just rip-roaring funny. Some of it I can't read on the air, but it's just so hilarious, and I think I'm going to start to try to post an email section, a separate email section on the America Tonight website. If you go there now, like, we have a blog. I posted the 93-year-old mobster in his younger days, did a thing on that. And we've got Blunder of the Day and all kinds of really cool stuff and things you missed from the show. But I think we're going to have, like, the email of the day where we'll, or at least a couple of the emails of the week, the best ones, and we'll post them up there. Because then if they're jokey and there's stuff on there that we can't, that doesn't really translate when we're on the air, it'll probably work on the website. All right, without further ado, let's go and check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Ooh. I don't know why. Every single time I hear it, I like it. I like hearing Bart Simpson's dad, Homer Simpson, I don't know. Let's go to Dennis McMahon's email. He always sends us a ton of email, intriguing stuff, too. Some of it very thought-provoking. He says, deal or no deal, this Russian spy case should result in a review of our entire immigration policy vis-a-vis present or former Russian countries. The floodgates of immigration from the former USSR have been wide open for years with virtually unrestricted access. Ironically, as the move to restrict immigration from our immediate North American neighbor. So true. I think overall, the entire immigration process is brutally flawed. Whether you're talking about student visas and, oh, it expired, who knows where the person is. The fact that the, and I know there are great techniques to do it, but the ways that immigration is being fooled with these bogus passports, there has to be other things that can be done to ensure who's coming through, but yet it seems so easy to play the I fooled you and got away with it game when you're, when people are getting through. I don't understand. You would think that this would be one of the key things that would be worked on. Okay, we've got experts. We know people who know what you're going to try to do to phony it up. And I know there's always bigger, badder ways to do it. But we've got people that know how to do that. So why aren't they working on this? And I'm not saying nothing's being done, but not enough is being done. You notice we're always playing catch up to whatever it is. It's like I say that on the Hill, the most frustrating thing is the lack of action because it's more about reaction. Like, I run a company. I want people to be proactive. I'd rather have solutions. I don't want to wait until everything has gone into DEFCON, mode until we're have our backs against the wall. That's no way to run a company, a household, any kind of an organization. So why are we constantly saying it's a familiar theme on America Tonight? You know, really, I would challenge you just – if you, let's say you're old school and you still get the newspaper, God bless you. There's some reporter in some town that loves the fact that you're still getting newsprint. So if you do that, pile up the stack of papers for a week, then go through and read your top headlines and tell me when you look at those stories, how many of them are about reacting instead of being ahead of the curve. So I'm not saying we're never ahead of the curve, but it sure feels like it's far and few between when we're able to toot our own horns over that. And so this thing with the Russians, what does it point out? We don't know actually what was learned, if anything, significant, except for really what Dennis has said, that our immigration policy, obviously we've got a lot of problems with it. If that many people were able to assimilate, get in, no problem, and they're doing what they're doing. Speaking of spy versus spy, that seemed to be intriguing to a lot of you. Brad writes in and he says, ridiculous, this spy swap. I don't understand, Kate. Was it a little bit of nothing? Were they amateur wannabe spies? Was it much ado about nothing? Was it a way to distract us? I don't understand why we even learned about it if nothing significant came out of busting up that spy ring. Well, there's your question. What significant came out of it? The Justice Department is saying, well, the thing that's significant is that we were able to get them. We were able to catch them and follow along and find out how they were doing it and what they were doing. But they were doing simplistic things. There are other things that are being done that I'm sure we're not even aware of. So we make a swap, but I still don't understand how we end up with the better side of this deal. And the Russians are going to, those people will just go back to Russia, everything will be fine, and it doesn't hurt the relationship with Russia, I don't think, because they're pretty much just throwing it off as, yeah, they weren't a big deal. They were almost like, they were wannabes. They were on the first step of the ladder, and yeah, it doesn't, it's no big shakes. So we move on to Joe in Vermont, who says, what happened, Kate, with the duck boat in Philadelphia? I know you were talking about it on the last show, I think, and you were saying that there were two people missing. And a sad story there. They searched all over the Delaware river everywhere they could. I mean, you know, dredging the whole thing, and didn't find the 16-year-old or the 20-year-old that they were looking for from the boat. And the NTSB is asking anybody with pictures, cell phone pictures, whatever, who saw the thing happen when the barge hit the duck boat, because that boat sunk. And what happened was they stalled. They were trying to go up the ramp to go back on land, and they stalled, and the barges plowed into them. So some of the people were able to jump off the boat, and others eventually made their way off the boat. But I don't know what happened to those two people, because they couldn't find them anywhere in the scene, and they're concerned, but they had to call it off because of darkness. Now this has been 2 days, and boy, that's a sad thing, isn't it? And they're trying to figure out what exactly, you know, piece it all together. How did this barge and the tugboat completely miss this duck boat? Because the duck boat was pretty visible. Eyewitnesses say clearly you could see it, so why didn't they see it? All right, we move on to Jake, who's listening to us, who frequently also, just like Dennis, emails us a bunch here on ATN. And Jake says, Kate, what good movies have you seen lately? I know that Thursday is usually when you do your movie review. What movies would you recommend? You know, I haven't seen. I saw the, I'm trying to think of the last movie I saw. The last movie I saw was this Italian movie that I got sucked into. It was something that we reviewed on the cheap movie review thing, and it was Tilda Swinton was in it, and it was called I Am Love. And it had beautiful scenes from Italy. It just made you want to go to Italy, pretty much. Just chuck it all, get on a plane, and go to Italy. But I wouldn't really recommend it unless you speak Italian or you can kind of get the intrigue with this family and this woman who chucks her life and hooks up with a younger guy. So I wouldn't put that way up there. I'd say Iron Man 2. I saw Iron Man 2. I didn't know what Iron Man 1, the first one, was really about. And then I went to see it and I got it. Oh, yeah, the comic book thing. And I liked it. And so then I went to see 2, and I would recommend 2. And there's some other movies that are coming out that I want to see. The Last Airbender, I want to see that, probably because of my nephew and that whole Avatar thing. But that's supposed to be pretty good. I haven't seen it, though. It came out 5 days ago or so, right before the 4th of July holiday. Other than that, there's some good things coming up, like the next Wall Street with Michael Douglas, because that's been, gosh, I think that's been over 20-some years. And I think it'd be fun to see him reprise that role of Gordon Gekko. But that's not out yet. I don't believe that comes out for at least a couple of months. Good question. You can email me your stuff at americatonight.net.